We have a fantastic director who raises those issues. Those are his concerns. And so I want to work with him to find solutions to it. For example, this evening we have discussed ways in which they will give them budgetary support, cover, to be able to employ more people. We have to enhance the training of people who are already in the universities who want to go and improve themselves and come back and train. We have to develop our own. We cannot just go to the market, because in this area, you cannot go to the market and find a lecturer in metallurgy. He has to be trained to come and do it. So I guarantee that we'll work with him and with the other rectors to make sure that we have quality technical universities that we all will be proud of.
The amount of money we spend on polytechnics through the GET Fund has gone significantly up. And there is no polytechnic in this country. When you go, you will not see the evidence of our spending in terms of infrastructure. If you come to this university, about 80% of the facilities you see here are funded by the GET Fund, including your auditorium complex. Your rector, professor himself, came to my office. He's a brilliant lobbyist. He lobbied that this university will become, this hotel will become a university. You need a big auditorium. So all of us would have sat there and have a good discourse. That is happening. It's already awarded on contract. That is GET Fund spending. That is what we do. So that you, the auditorium you see there is costing upwards of 5 million. GET Fund is paying for it. The contractor is on site, is working. You will have it completed in 2017. You are going to have a brilliant auditorium. On top of that, all these technical universities, these polytechnics are now technical universities. You cannot do a technical university if you don't give them equipment, science equipment, laboratories, workshop, and all those things. The GET Fund is making money available. The rectors are here. They can bear testimony to what I'm saying. Money is available to import science equipment and material so that they can indeed become a technical university. A technical university is not just a building and lecturers. You must have the science equipment and the materials that can equip people with the skills, both technical and vocational, to get and look for the job. Money is available, it's being done. That is what a responsible government does. You secure the future of your youth, and you secure them by giving them skills, and that is what has been done. So it is not that there is anything fanciful. Your rector can testify. If you want to talk about what we do here, I'm sure you know, there is another rector from here, Katrade, Kumasi, they're all here. You know what we're doing, and your infrastructure here, they call it the most beautiful polytechnic on campus. It is beautiful because we have put the investment here, and you see the evidence.